Lawsuit against State of Illinois' unconstitutional ban on counseling for minors. IFI is asking for help from supporters in moving forward an important lawsuit against the State of Illinois in light of the U.S. Supreme Court decision in favor of pro-life crisis pregnancy centers in California, NIFLA v. Becerra, and with the encouragement of IFI and others. Maukin Baker, a Chicago-based law firm committed to protecting religious liberty, is considering a lawsuit against the Illinois law that bans counseling for children and teens who experience unwanted same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria. The plaintiffs in the NIFLA case, that is, pro-life crisis pregnancy centers, sued the state of California, which had passed the FACT Act, requiring all crisis pregnancy centers, in defiance of their beliefs, to, quote, notify women that California provides free or low-cost services, including abortions, and give them a phone number to call, end quote. The pregnancy centers sued the state and lost, and then appealed that decision to the radical Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled against the pregnancy centers, claiming the state has the right to regulate, quote, professional speech, end quote. The NIFLA plaintiffs appealed the Ninth Circuit Court's decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled in favor of the pregnancy centers. Justice Clarence Thomas, writing for the majority, said, and I quote, some courts of appeals have recognized professional speech as a separate category of speech that is subject to different rules. But this court has never recognized professional speech as a separate category of speech subject to different rules. Speech is not unprotected merely because it is uttered by professionals, end quote. The appellate court decisions to which Justice Thomas referred included two cases, Pickup v. Brown and King v. Governors of New Jersey, in which state laws banning sexual orientation change efforts were challenged. The argument made by Justice Thomas provides a strong legal rationale for challenging the bill Governor Bruce Rauner signed into law in 2015, banning counseling for minors who experience unwanted same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria, euphemistically named the Youth Mental Health Protection Act. This law was based on the false assumptions that sexual orientation and gender identity, that is, subjective internal feelings about one's objective immutable biological sex, are fixed and unchangeable, assumptions that are disputed even by many in the LGBTQ community. Maukin Baker believes this law violates the speech rights of mental health professionals in Illinois and is considering a lawsuit to restore to mental health providers their full complement of First Amendment protections. And that's where IFI supporters come in. We need plaintiffs, and they need financial and prayer support. If you know any mental health providers who have been unable to counsel minors with unwanted same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria due to Illinois' unconstitutional, anti-autonomy, anti-choice law, please have them contact Maukin Baker. Please share with them that plaintiffs will remain anonymous. The promise of anonymity is desirable because of the vindictiveness of the powerful and oppressive LGBTQ community. The plaintiffs also need funding for attorney fees and expert testimony about the harms inflicted by such unconstitutional bans. If you would like to contribute to this critically important lawsuit, which, it is hoped, will serve as a model for states, cities, and counties with similar unconstitutional laws, that is, New Jersey, California, Oregon, Vermont, New Mexico, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Nevada, Washington, Hawaii, Delaware, Maryland, New Hampshire, 40 cities and 2 counties. You can go to this article online where you will find information on how to donate. You'll also find contact information for Maukin Baker. There are parents across the state in desperate need of proper counseling for their children who suffer from sexual confusion, sometimes caused by sexual abuse. This need is growing because of the pervasive promulgation of the false and destructive LGBTQ ideology that has eradicated the stigma associated with immoral sexual acts, poisoned the minds of children with perverse images, lured children into all manner of sexual experimentation, and provided a distorted lens through which children are misinterpreting normal human experiences. Compassionate people who care about the suffering of others, especially children, and who care about truth, must help these parents and children get the care they need. Please help IFI, Mauch & Baker, professionals who want to counsel, and children and teens who want and need compassionate and sound counseling.